Welcome to the Entrepreneur Connection, hosted by Dr. Joel Freeman, author of If Nobody Loves You, Create the Demand, a powerful jolt of entrepreneurial energy and wisdom. Please join Joel as he shares some of the business insights he has drawn from his years of experience.
Lessons from a Tractor, dedicated to Fred and Flora Weeks. I worked for 2 summers on Fred and Flora's dairy farm in Litchfield, Maine in 1968 and 1969 when I was 14 and 15 years of age. Every day, I helped carry and record the weight of milk from each cow in large pails during the milkings at 4 o'clock in the morning and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The late mornings and early afternoons were spent haying, gardening, cutting timber, or general farm work. The first summer, I received $10 a week plus room and board. And the next summer, I got a raise, $25 a week. Now, Fred, he was an easygoing man, a remarkable mentor in his own way. I remember one day I got the harebrained idea that I would spruce up the old grease-it-before-you-use-it farm-all tractor. Big wheels on the rear and small tires about a foot apart on the front, and it was begging for a coat of paint. So I asked if I could slap some paint on it. Fred explained that the painting process involves sanding the rust off before applying the paint. I nodded in agreement. It sounded simple enough. Later that day, he drove me down to the local hardware store and bought some sandpaper, a brush, and a gallon of fire engine red high-gloss oil paint. And I was thrilled. When we got home, I started on the easiest part of the tractor. That was the large area covering the top and the front of the engine. And it was easily accessible and relatively rust-free. The sandpaper part of the job was a snap. Ha, that paint, it went on smoothly. It glistened in the afternoon sun. I backed off a few yards, surveying the scene. Then I did a full 360. I looked at the rust all over the spokes on the wheels and on the other parts of the tractor with hard-to-reach pits and ridges. It looked nasty and grungy, with grime, cow manure caked over some of the rust. There was no way I was going to hug those wheels to get off all that rust. At that moment, I had an epiphany. I decided that I was done with the job. I went to the barn, found the turpentine, cleaned the brush. In my mind, the tractor looked fine. Heck, it was only going to be used out in the field. We're not talking about a cool-looking chick magnet used to cruise the main street on Saturday evenings. No big deal. It's certainly better off than it was. It's a tractor, for Pete's sake. The next day, I went about my business. Fred let a couple of days pass without saying anything about the half-done paint job. I guess he finally figured out that I was done with the tractor, but he wanted to verify it with me. "Joel, when are you planning to finish painting the tractor?" he ventured. I'm done," I responded. I figured that I took the job as far as I could take it." That seemed like a logical response any rational person would understand. I mean, look at them nasty spokes, would you? It was the only time I ever saw Fred get mad. I mean, steam was coming out of his shirt collar. He put the fear of God in me. He never raised his voice, but there was an unmistakable, tight-jawed, eye-piercing Clint Eastwood authority. In controlled, firm manner, he said, "Joel, you will finish what you started. Now go get the sandpaper and start working on the wheels." Now, I experienced more than just hard work on that early-to-bed, early-to-rise summer. I learned that it was important to complete a job that I had started, no matter how difficult or boring. I now finish some things that I shouldn't have started in the first place, but that's beside the point. Flora died a few years ago, and Fred died September 26, 2005. He was 90. I used to call him at least once a month, sometimes more, just to see how he was doing. I miss both of them, but especially Fred. And even though I finally cleared his phone number out of my cell phone's memory the other day, his legacy lives on. So here's to the Freds and the Floras of the world.
Thank you for joining Dr. Joel Freeman on this installment of the Entrepreneur Connection. Please visit the website createthedemand.com.